USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration announces its approval for Pfizer and Moderna's request for a second COVID-19 booster shot for older Americans and Americans with compromised immune systems. Director of the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, Dr. Peter Marks, says fully vaccinated Americans who got the first booster shot are still safe.
The good news is that for most people who have been vaccinated and had one booster, your original booster shot is continuing to provide you with good protection from being hospitalized or dying.
Millions of people are bracing for another severe weather outbreak this week. One storm is expected to move across the country from California, causing widespread rain tonight. Tornadoes are possible in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. USA Radio News.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Illinois Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth says the Ukrainian military is the big reason why Russian troops are reportedly moving away from the capital city of Kyiv. Duckworth adding there's still more that can be done to help Ukraine and allies, and that we need to continue to send military supplies.
This is really a story about the success of the Ukrainian military that have been heroic in their efforts. And, you know, it's one of these things where Russia is saying, well, we didn't want to take Kyiv anyway. No, you tried to take Kyiv and you could not, because of the fierceness of the Ukrainian forces pushing you back.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. Duckworth adds there are still some American companies dealing with Russia, and that needs to stop. Americans are still walking away from jobs. Labor Department figures show 4.4 million people voluntarily left their jobs in February, up slightly from the previous month. The government reporting 11.3 million job openings at the end of February. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio is speaking out a day after the Senate passes a China competition bill to start talks with the House. Rubio saying the bill to combat China economically will reduce America's reliance on the communist nation.
And relying on a hostile adversary for these things and more will leave us vulnerable, will leave us weak.
The bill includes $52 billion in grants and tax incentives to bolster domestic chip manufacturing, as well as provisions to bring key industries back to the United States. Republicans on Capitol Hill reacting to comments made by President Biden.
Yes, we did. We talk about food shortages. And it's going to be real.
The possibility of food shortages in America is real. Representative Jim Jordan, a Republican from Ohio, on Newsmax weighs in.
This is the result of the lack of leadership, of the bad policies and all the bad decisions from the Biden administration. This administration has a better change course. The problem is, Grant, I don't think they can, because I don't think the hard left will let them change anything. They're beholden to all these crazy policies, particularly the crazy energy policy that is, frankly, I think, the catalyst for this whole situation.
The Powerball jackpot is continuing to go up. Lottery officials saying the jackpot for Wednesday night will be worth $206 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.